Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've got a feel-good story for you out of Washington. Caleb sent it. Thanks a lot, my dear friend. Debt collector to return $475,000 to Washington consumers as a result of Attorney General's lawsuit. The debt collector has to give the money back. The Seattle Times published this. Christine Claridge wrote it. A Denver-based collection agency must return approximately $475,000 it collected improperly from as many as 5,000 consumers in the state of Washington after the Attorney General prevailed in a lawsuit alleging unlawful debt collection practices. Debt collectors are a topic we've talked about before. They have a legitimate business collecting debts that are owed to people, but occasionally they go too far. So most states have got laws governing debt collection, and the feds, there's a federal statute on it. So if you break that law, the question is what happens? So many people don't know that if you're being oppressed by a debt collector, you might have a cause of action against that person. And apparently the AG of the state of Washington, Bob Ferguson, spotted the fact that this debt collection agency was doing something wrong in the state and went after them. So the question is, this debt collection firm is based in Denver. How many other states were they operating in? And should those AGs then step in and do the same thing? That agency must also forgive up to $250,000 in fees and costs for hundreds of people and pay $400,000 to the AG's office to cover the costs of the investigation. This is all according to a statement from the office on the settlement. I'll read that to you in a second. Ferguson filed the lawsuit against the collection agency in King County Superior Court in April 2020. After King County Superior Court judge notified his office that the company had filed a number of what appeared to be improper wage garnishment applications. The suit states that the agency violated Washington's Consumer Protection Act and Collection Agency Act by unlawfully assessing fees and failing to provide consumers with information about legally required garnishment exemptions. So, when asked for comment on this, the debt collection firm did not immediately respond. As a result of the lawsuit, Washingtonians will receive full restitution or forgiveness for improperly assessed fees and reimbursements for money that could have been exempted from garnishment. So you'll be getting the money back or to be forgiven, whichever makes the most sense. And this is not like a class action where you got wronged and you're going to get like a coupon for something. They're literally getting you all your money back if you're entitled to it, which is pretty cool. So they will also refund the portion of the consumer debt it kept as payment for its services. After garnishing wages in Washington from August 2011 to October 2012, when the company was operating in the state without a license. It's another problem. The company is also required to return money collected from one Washington consumer who received a garnishment notice during a garnishment moratorium amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So they weren't even supposed to do it at all, and they did. So Ferguson said, Washingtonians who owe debts have rights. Debt collectors aren't allowed to take every penny you have. Debt collectors must follow the law. This resolution will make Washingtonians whole and assures that the debt collection firm will play by the rules. Eligible consumers do not need to contact the AG's office or the debt collection firm to receive restitution or debt relief. Refunds and relief of costs and fees will be determined by data contained in the records of the debt collection firm. The AG's office will mail checks and notices directly to eligible consumers, accompanied by a letter explaining the resolution. So they're doing everything for you. So if you are in Washington, I personally think that you should be proud of your Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, for the work he's done on this. You don't hear about stories like this very often. We do hear about debt collectors who are running amok. That's another problem altogether. So I got a copy of the press release, the actual statement from the AG's office. And it says here that the AG announced today that this Denver collection agency called Makel and Johans must return the $475,000. And it's going to affect about 5,000 consumers in Washington. Okay. So, again, the investigation started when a King County Superior Court judge spotted what he thought was a little unusual activity and notified the AG's office, and the AG jumped on that. And then after receiving the referral, the AG's office investigation uncovered the company's additional unlawful practices, which included unlawfully assessing fees and failing to provide consumers with sufficient notice that they can protect a portion of the assets in their accounts from garnishment. The investigation also revealed that the debt collection firm illegally operated without a license in 2011 and 2012 in the state of Washington. And so part of what's going on here is that in the state of Washington, you are, if you owe money to people, entitled to exempt some of your assets from garnishment. So they can't come and take every penny you've got. And debt collectors are required to notify the debtor of this fact. So the debt collection firm, according to the AG's office, failed to offer legally required garnishment exemptions to hundreds of Washingtonians. In Washington state, consumers are entitled to exempt some money from garnishment. Until 2019, Washingtonians had the right to protect $500 from bank account garnishments. For student loan debt, they could protect $2,500 from garnishment. Collection agencies are required to offer these protections to consumers via an exemption claim form before they garnish any funds. As part of today's resolution, Washington consumers who were not offered the exemptions will receive refunds for money collected up to the exempted amount. The AG's office estimates this will total about $100,000. Also, the debt collection firm added fees to about 1,000 consumer debt accounts even when they did not collect funds. So they had an account. They say this person owes us money, and we're going to add some fees to the account because we can't get the money from them. And so they're just stacking fees on to a debt that you might owe, but where do the fees come from? Washington law allows collection agencies to add fees and costs to consumer debts only when the debt collector is able to collect money. So they get the money from you. Apparently, they can add a fee for getting the money from you. They can't add the fee for failing to get the money from you. You might say, Steve, that's weird. Well, think about this. If they were allowed to add the fees when they couldn't get the money, they could just keep saying, oh, we tried, and just add a bunch of fees and then try and actually try. And all those fees, huh? So the collection firm will return about $100,000 plus a total of about $32,000 in interest to consumers from whom they collected the fees. So for those of you who asked about 8 minutes ago, yeah, about that. What about the interest? You'll get the interest back. Meanwhile, for about 500 additional consumers whose debts have not been collected, the company will remove the fees from their outstanding debt accounts amounting to about $250,000 forgiven. So they had added on $250,000 in fees to consumers' debts when they hadn't managed to collect anything from them. So they just simply said, there's 500 accounts here. We failed to collect. It's another $250,000. Great work if you can get it. Meanwhile, they also failed to obtain a license to operate as a collection agency in Washington from August of 2011 to October 2012. As a result of that failure, they will pay $238,000. The Attorney General will return that money to approximately 4,000 consumers whom the company initiated collections against during that time frame. And again, and this is the cool part, eligible consumers do not need to do anything to receive restitution. AG's office and the debt collection firm will identify eligible consumers, and the AG's office will mail checks out accompanied by a letter of explanation. So it's very cool. It's very cool. Every now and then you hear about something working out where the law actually accomplishes something. And we've all heard of these laws that are on the books that it looks good on paper, but doesn't accomplish anything. Here we have an attorney general who spotted, after being tipped off by a judge, a debt collection firm operating illegally in their state, doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and causing financial harm to people. And the AG files the lawsuit, gets a resolution where it's like, hey, all these people get their money back, and these fees that shouldn't have been added will be erased, and the interest on that money will also be refunded. And oh, by the way, you don't need to do a claim form. You don't need to go to a website. You don't need to call an 800 number. You don't have to do it. No, just kick back and it'll happen. So it looks to me like it's like a win-win-win for everybody, except for the debt collection firm, which doesn't deserve to win. For them, it's a loss, which is good, which is good. So it's a great story out of state of Washington. The Seattle Times published it. Caleb sent it. Debt collector to return $475,000 to Washington consumers as a result of Attorney General's lawsuit. Christine Claridge wrote it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. You will only fail if you stop trying.